Hello everybody, welcome to the Anchor Book Club podcast. My name is Olaoluwa Oladokun, your host, and I'm excited to have you here today. We'll be continuing our review of the book Faith Bible Study Course by Kenneth E. Hagin, and today we will be looking at How to Turn Your Faith Loose Part 2. How to Turn Your Faith Loose Part 2. Yesterday we started on How to Turn Your Faith Loose Part 1, where we looked at the different confessions that were talked about in the New Testament and also focused on the believer's confession of his sins and the confession of the sinner under the New Covenant. So today we'll be looking at How to Turn Your Faith Loose Part 2. So here's one thing. We've looked at what it means to believe and also what it means to make confessions. So here is like the faith equation, if you like to put it that way. Believing plus confessing equals activated faith. And this applies to everything we want to receive from God. With the heart you believe, and with your mouth you make the confession of what you believe. Mark 11 verse 23 says, "Whosoever shall say confession unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt it in his heart, but shall believe, believing in his heart, those things that he saith, the person will have whatsoever he saith." So there's a relationship between believing in the heart and confessing with the mouth. So we can't be believing and not saying, or saying what we do not believe. They go together. So if you believe it, you've got to say it, and if you are saying it, make sure it is what you are believing. Now I would like to read from Romans chapter 10 verse 8 to 10. It says here that, "But what sayest it? The word is nigher thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach." Remember, the word is nigher thee, even in thy mouth. Confession again. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." So there's that equation again. Believe it and say it, saying it and believing it. So we basically have to think the right thoughts so that we can believe the right things and say or confess the right things. You have to think the right thoughts so you can believe the right things and confess the right things. If you think wrong thoughts, you will believe the wrong things and say the wrong things. It is as simple as that. So what is this confession we are talking about? To confess in this context means to acknowledge, own up to, or declare faith in someone or something. It means to acknowledge, to own up to, or declare faith in someone or something. It is not only confession of sins that applies to a believer. You also confess, acknowledge, own up to, and declare your faith in the person of Jesus Christ. So what are we to confess? Now, the major issue for us in this area is to know what we are to confess. Our confession is to center around these principal things. Number one, our confession is to be about what God has done for us through Christ in his plan of salvation. Then second, it has to be about what God has done in us by the Word and the Holy Spirit in the new birth and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Number three, it has to be about who we are in God the Father in Christ Jesus. It also has to be about what Jesus is presently doing for us at the right hand of the Father, where he ever lives to make intercessions for us. And it also be about what God can accomplish through us, or what his word will accomplish through us as we proclaim it. So it's about what Jesus has done for us, about what God is doing in us through his word. It's about who we are in Christ Jesus. It's about what Jesus is doing at the right hand of the Father on our behalf, interceding. And it's also about what God can accomplish through us with His word. So we confess who we are in Christ. There are several scriptures that tell us about who we are in Christ. In fact, if you start with the place of the identity, it helps you build confidence in your new status and refine your thinking processes so that you can live up to the calling of Jesus Christ for your life. And here are some examples of scriptures that tell us about who we are in Christ, and they are lovely scriptural verses to confess. We have 2 Corinthians 5:17, which tells us that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 and 8 says that in Him we have redemption through His blood. In Galatians 3:13, we know that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. It says in verse 14 that we have received the blessing of Abraham. Abraham was blessed with wealth, health, and spiritual wholeness. So this is also ours. So you need to feast on scriptures like this to help you build confidence, to help you build your faith. God wants us to prosper and be in good health. We see that in 3 John 2. So the riches of the earth are ours also. Isaiah 1:19 says that if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So we know that God has provisions for us, His children. So the more you meditate on the truths of the scripture concerning your identity, concerning all you have been equipped with, concerning your authority, the more faith you can stir up for these things. And the more faith you have in you, the more you can believe. The more you can believe it, the more you say it. And the more you say it, you have no other choice but to see the things that you have had faith for. So that's all of it for today, guys. Thank you for joining me once again. I look forward to having you on the podcast on Monday. Remember, as always, we skip Sundays so you can spend quality time of fellowship with God in your local assembly. Thank you very much once again for being a part of this. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye now.